The next story may be difficult for some of our listeners to hear about, especially animal lovers. It's about a police dog assigned to the Cherokee County School District. A 4-year-old canine named Inca was left inside his handler's police cruiser at the end of their shift. The dog died of heat exhaustion. And Inca is not the first Georgia police canine in recent years to die under similar circumstances inside hot cars. George Mathis explored how often this has happened. He's a columnist with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He says Georgia leads the nation when it comes to canine officers dying in hot cars. George, thanks for joining me.
Good to be here. Thanks.
How many canine officers have we lost?
Well, since 2013, we've lost 4 due to hot cars and only 1 due to gunfire in the line of duty.
So in 3 years or so, 4 have died because they were left in the car?
Yes.
More than 1 a year?
That's right. And if you go back to 2012, there was another incident. Incidents in 2012, which is perhaps the most shocking one. And in that case, too, the officer didn't face any criminal charges.
And yet the officer from Cherokee County may. What are the charges that could be brought against an officer that killed a canine officer because they left him in a car?
Well, in general, the officer in Cherokee is facing aggravated animal cruelty charges, which is punishable from 1 to 5 years. But he's being charged in relation to the death of a second dog, not the dog he left in the car. My understanding is that a dog retired in 2012. He took that dog home as a personal pet. And soon after taking the dog home, he's accused of shooting that dog and killing it. That's what he's being charged with. He's not charged in the hot car incident.
So what if a civilian injures or kills a canine officer? Are the charges or possible consequences different?
In 2015, the Georgia legislature tried to ramp up the punishment for harming or potentially killing a canine officer. They tried to make it a second-degree murder offense for intentionally killing a police dog. They did water that down quite a bit, but it's largely a misdemeanor charge at the moment if you harm a police dog. But if you kill a police dog, I believe it's a felony.
So, I mean, these police dogs are worth quite a bit of money. Their training costs over $20,000, does it not?
It depends. It's highly variable. I did some research on that, and $20,000 to $40,000 is what I've read. $25,000, I think, is a good estimate.
So, are there no charges that can be brought just related to the value of the dog to the state?
I don't think a criminal charge would probably be what they would look at. Probably just a demotion, which usually happens. Or just no longer being able to handle canine officers.
Usually happen? They're
usually not, part of the canine unit anymore. My understanding is the 5 cases I've looked at in Georgia since 2012, all of the officers were either demoted or left the department. So, like one guy in Woodstock in 2013, Officer Chad Berry, killed his 3-year-old dog, died in a hot patrol car, and he was demoted to the traffic department. His salary was lowered, I believe, by $6,000 a year.
So it feels like the most important question here is why? Why is this happening in Georgia more than other states?
Well, I thought about that, too. I believe, Georgia's had 4 since 2013. I think Texas has had 3. Texas is a much larger state, 2.5 times the population. Florida's only had 2. Florida's got 2 times as many people, and it's much hotter down there. I think Georgia suffers from a lot of smaller departments that have dog units that maybe shouldn't have them, or they don't have the proper oversight. I believe there needs to be probably some statewide oversight of canine units. Most of the deaths occur, it seems, in smaller departments. In Savannah, they lost a dog in 2013 at Savannah State College. I'm not sure why a college would have a canine unit when they could probably use, the larger county police department could probably provide dogs when they needed that sort of service.
What kind of training does an officer get before they're issued a police dog?
I'm not sure, and I don't think there are any statewide or nation. There's no standards nationwide, and that should probably happen too. But I'm not really sure exactly what the standards are.
So, how many do we have? Any idea how many total canine units there are in Georgia?
No, I don't have an idea of how many canine units there are. I do know that there's being a police dog and being a canine officer is very dangerous. I know that in 2015, 27 canine officers died nationwide, and about half of them died from heat exhaustion, being left in cars, and only four of those died from gunfire in the line of duty. And that's just really shocking to me.
I'm sorry, I have to make sure that's correct. 27 nationwide and only four were actually killed in the line of duty?
Well, no, many died in the line of duty. Being left in a hot car could be construed as being in the line of duty, I guess.
I see.
But only four died by being shot by a criminal suspect. I believe 12 died from heat exhaustion after being left in a car.
I mean, we only have about a minute left, but George, but do you have any kind of understanding on why this keeps happening? That seems like a huge number of dogs.
It is, and I believe, in the case of the Cherokee Officer Peabody, what he had a car that was properly equipped with a heat monitor, but he didn't use his vehicle that day, and he loaned that car to another person, and he chose to use a vehicle that did not have a heat monitor in the car. He went home where his wife had an unlicensed dog kennel and was helping her work with dogs there, and he left the Cherokee dog, the officer, in a car for 4 hours, and it died by the time he remembered.
Of course it did.
Yeah. So, I think a lot of the times there's a lack of training, and a lot of times there's maybe a lack of the officers seem preoccupied with other things. And, I think jurors down in Brunswick are going to have to consider, is it possible to leave a loved one in the back seat of a car, It seems like it's an accident that happens. And a lot of times we question how something like that could happen, but it seems like it does happen.
That's Atlanta Journal-Constitution columnist George Mathis. George, thank you.
Thank you.